much to drink again. But it's better than what's inside my head. I'm staring out the window, composing letters to you in my mind. It's getting cold, your baby's doing fine. We talk about you all the time. Shut your mouth. Who are you to touch? Could be your father or your brother, your child or your mother. We'll wait it out. Well, this must be enough. I'm sending letters to the pen. Butterfly and 503. Butterfly, butterfly, butterfly. I know he doesn't write you, but not for that you think. Some burdens must be born in silence. His silence loves testament. You always were a wild one, the brightest star, the stormiest of seas. Loving you. Shut your mouth. Who are you to judge? Could be your father or your brother, your child or your mother. We'll wait it out. Well, this must be enough. I'm sending letters to the penitentiary, to the butterfly in 503. Butterfly. Thank you.
Hello there, this is Kirsten, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you to Mike for making sure that the station is all in good order before I come on. And what a great show. Always fun to see Les and Mark in the station when I come in. And Mike on the Mic is a great show to follow. I always tell him he's like my dance partner. He keeps me safe and looking good. So we are working together with some other DJs for May 4th on Live Day. We have a number of bands coming in that is just going to be amazing, starting off with the Cast Irons and Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsek, and the list goes on. Some of the musicians I will be playing on this show. We started with Big Thief. Big Thief, that was Mythological Beauty off of the CD Capacity. They're an indie rock band from Brooklyn. Lead vocals by Adrian Lanker. The albums that they have put out have been produced by Saddle Creek, which I think is an amazing company. And she, Adrian Lanker, who actually is a local hero, she studied at Berkeley, also has a solo career. And she has a new album out that has also been produced by Saddle Creek. She had a sold-out show recently at Sinclair, and Big Thief will be coming back to town, not for a while, October 13th, and they will be at the Wilbur Theater. I already have my ticket, because when I looked the other day, tickets were going fast and furiously, so if you want to go hear them live in October, you gotta make plans now. That song was off of Capacity. That is the band's second studio album. And then Adrian Lanker and Buck Meek, who is part of the Big Thief group, have some other work out called A-Sides and B-Sides. So a lot there to listen to. I am going to continue this set with a musician that my nieces Olivia and Sophie and I all agree is fabulous, and that is Margot Price. This next set is inspired by my two nieces, and after we hear some music, I'm going to put them on the mic and listen to what they have to say about life in California and their different loves and passions in life. How does that sound? So here we go with some Margot Price.
Good hurting on the bottle. Baby, not blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water. That don't touch the pain you put on me. I was fearing for the white line of the shoulder. Faded lights, the
that you're never gonna make it happen. I get smoke in my eyes every time I try to look you in the eye. And do I even know what your face looks like? It's just the cloud of smoke in its place. I'm trying to tell you something you might have heard before.
Make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might sit Duh.
Somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did, and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Well, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Hope they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll
be seeing you.
Cause
on the aisle, come get my things, but I can't let go.
time, Daddy, why I'm gone. Singing blues has been getting old. You can be my full time, baby, hot or cold. Don't break me down.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, there you have it. That was my first set. And before I announce the songs, how about if we say a hello to guests? Hello, Olivia.
Hi.
Hello, Sophie.
Hi.
Where are you visiting from?
We're both from San Francisco, California.
Yeah. And are you from there too, Sophie?
I am, yes.
Let's go through that set list and talk a little bit about California. So we started out, our first musician, the song was Hurtin', and we all agreed that we love Margo Price.
Yes.
We couldn't decide when we made the decision to play her today, but we all love her. And then Lucy Dacus is a musician that I really like, who I think speaks well to Margo Price, so maybe you'll listen to her. Strange Torpedo is the song. After that was Bad Guy by, Soph, tell me who it is.
Billie Eilish.
I have not listened to a lot of Billie Eilish, but I know that I have since you suggested her to me.
Yes.
And then after that was Lord Greenlight, and then after that, Liv was Ride by
Lana Del Rey.
How did you come across Lana Del Rey? Do you know?
I remember hearing her for the first time when I was probably in like 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And she had come out with an album and all the girls of my grade were obsessed with it.
Oh.
And then she's come out with tons of music since then, and it has definitely like matured in content. Mm-hmm. And I think now that song was a pretty good taste of what her music is like now.
I really enjoyed hearing it. And then when I started playing the song by Billie Eilish, what did you say, Sophie? I think you said, has it just come out?
Oh, yeah. So her new album is super recent, and it has been the talk of the town. Everybody in my grade, all my friends, all my teams are obsessed with it. We play it all the time. It's always playing throughout school. Super good beat. Everybody loves it.
Okay. I'm feeling pretty hip now.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Can we talk about California? Do you two have a list of 10 things you love about California?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
All right. Sophie, you want to hit it off?
All right. The first thing on our list is the beach and the ocean. We are both very much beach people. Olivia is a big time surfer, a little more than me. When I first tried surfing, I didn't exactly hit it off as well as she did.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I don't think getting pummeled and practically drowned every time you're trying to paddle out to catch a wave is exactly my idea of fun.
Well, and one of the songs referenced Great White Shark and Big Teeth, right?
Also something I'm not a big fan of, but that's all right. But yeah, we live right by the beach. It's a 5-minute walk to our little local beach called Baker Beach. We go there all the time with our dog, with our friends, hopefully with good weather. We can just go and hang out.
Uh-huh, so the beach.
Mm-hmm.
What's second on the list?
All right, second. This was my personal favorite, is the Mexican food in California.
Oh, yes. You know, it's not as prevalent here on the East Coast for sure. As you noticed, I do have a cookbook in my kitchen called Taco Cleanse. We do have a place called Tres Gatos that also is a record store, and they had a big event. There was a citywide event called Record Store Day, but I think it's, now that I've been there, it's worth making the pilgrimage because, you know, Mexican food and music combined. But yeah, the Mexican food in California.
Yeah, definitely the best. I probably will eat a burrito 4 times a week.
So here's my question, hard shell taco or soft shell taco?
Okay, so in San Francisco, there's this thing called Nick's Crispy Tacos.
Oh yeah.
And it's a taco in a soft shell with a hard shell on top of that soft shell. And it's the best taco that you'll ever have in your entire life. So my answer to that question is both.
So it's not an or, it's and.
It's an and, exactly.
It's an and. Okay, number three. What's number three on the list?
Number three, we have the weather in SF. That is mostly an opinion for us because, well, for me, I am not the biggest fan of snow, and our winters are definitely not harsh. Certainly not as harsh as in Boston. Lately, we've been having some weird weather. It's been one day raining, 50 degrees and windy, and the next day, 75 and beautiful, but you know, we don't really have distinct seasons, which I enjoy because most of the time it's sunny.
And 70. However, I will say 5 out of the last 5 times I've been in California, you know what it did?
Rain.
It rained.
Yeah. Well, rain isn't too bad. I'm definitely not opposed to rain, but, you know.
We've had a rainy winter also.
We have. That has not been the best, but we've had some odd but beautiful 75, 80 degree sunny days. It's been very nice.
Well, and all the rain caused the wildflower super bloom.
Mm-hmm.
What's number four?
Number four, we said the culture and diversity. So we live in San Francisco, probably one of the most diverse cities in the nation. And it's awesome. We could go 3 minutes a car ride, like left towards downtown and be in a completely different neighborhood, like surrounded by Japanese food or Japanese culture or Italian culture at North Beach. You can go anywhere in the city and there's something to do regarding some awesome different culture.
Right. There's a Japantown in
San Francisco. There's a Chinatown, there's a Japantown.
There's a lot of Mexican influence.
Little
yeah.
Italy. Mm-hmm. It's like North Beach.
North Beach, yep. Yeah, Japantown awesome. Is two blocks away from our high school.
Yeah.
So during lunch, if the upperclassmen have off-campus lunch, awesome. Just mobs of children raiding Japantown
for sushi
eating.
And boba.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love bubble tea. Okay, we'll do number five, and then we'll get into some music.
All right, number five is the range of climates, which is technically the same thing as weather in SF. But, I mean...
Well, no, because I think the reason you put that on there, where are you in close proximity to?
Oh, true. Well, we have... In L.A., you can have your beautiful sunny weather. Then you can drive to Tahoe and go skiing. And
yeah, there's everything in California.
There's everything in California. You've got deserts and forests and snow and rain and sun.
Yeah.
Every single climate.
Every single climate. Okay, well, you know, and we'll talk about this a little bit more later, too, that your parents have a really strong influence on the music that you listen to, and they've had a lot of really good suggestions. Your father plays guitar, and your mother has amazing taste in music. So we're going to start with some music that they listen to. So we're going to start with some Florence and the Machine. Let me get this started.
Shout out to
Ed and Layla.
To myself, Check it out. It feels kind of crazy.
Under the collar, I feel the sweat breaking out on my brow. I feel the heat, and I know it's the passion, the love I can't deserve. If this is a dream, wake me up now. If this is a movie, let's edit these scenes out. It would be a PG instead of an X-rated life if I'd live right. Some would call me a cheat, call me a liar, say that I've been defeated by the basest desires. Yes, I have strayed and succumbed to my vices. I try to live right, but I have no regrets, no guilt in my heart. I only feel sadness for any pain that I've caused. I guess I wouldn't bother to worry at all if I'd live right. Do you play by the rules? Do you care what is thought by others about you? When this day is all that is promised to you, do you live for the future, the present, the past? If there's one thing I know I will die. Anyone cares? Some stranger may critique my life, may be revered or defamed and decried. I try to live right.
And I know now you gotta give me just a little bit of
Okay, well, quick rundown of what we just listened to. Again, this is Kirsten. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Started that set with Florence and the Machine for Ed and Layla out there, Shake It Out. Then Alicia Keys, Tears Always Win. Tracy Chapman, Unsung Psalm. I am a sister duo. I have a sister duo here, speaking of sisters, Little of Your Love, and ended with Sinead O'Connor, Dancing Lessons. So speaking of sisters, it's not often that the younger sister gets to go first. However, Sophie Bean.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. What are we going to talk about?
We're talking about soccer.
Soccer.
Which plays a big role in both of our lives.
Yeah. So you play soccer, and what kind of a team do you play on?
Well, I've been playing for my club team, San Francisco United, for about 9 years now, and I played in middle school for all 3 years at my public middle school, Presidio Middle School, and then this year, as a freshman at Sacred Heart Cathedral, I started out on the JV team and played out that full season and then got moved up to varsity, which was very awesome.
Sister, that does not happen to freshmen, does it?
It does not, not very often. I mean, I played probably a total of 20 minutes in my time on the varsity team, which I'm very thankful for because I didn't expect to get any playing time at all. But no, it was really fun.